Any idol worship will stand on the idol worship? Never. So this is sufficient proof that we Muslims don't worship the Kaaba. The 10th question, which is a common question, is that when Islam is a universal religion, why don't you allow non-Muslims to enter Makkah and Medina? It's a common question. I happen to be an Indian. Even though I'm an Indian, there are certain areas in India which are known as cantonment area. Every country has certain cantonment area known as a military area, you know, where only those people involved with the defense of the country, they are allowed. I am a citizen of India, but I am not allowed to go in the cantonment area. Why? Only those people who are involved with defense of the country, they are allowed there. No one else. Similarly, the Haramain, Makkah and Medina, they are the cantonment area of the Muslims. You know, Islam is for the full world. But only those people who are involved in protecting and fighting and defending Islam, only they are allowed in the cantonment area of Makkah and Medina. And Allah gives the promise in the glorious Quran, in Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 28. From this day, do not allow the non-believers to enter Makkah and Medina, the Haramain, the sacred places. And furthermore, whenever you visit any country, you require a visa. Any country you want to go, you have to apply for a visa. Without visa, you cannot enter. And USA is a country which is the most difficult to get a visa, especially for third world country people. You know? And when you apply for the visa, they ask you several questions. Question number 1, 2, 3, you have to reply. And then judging on that, they will either refuse your visa or grant you visa. You know, when I came to Singapore, I had to apply for a visa. Last moment, you know, visa, the formalities. Last time when I had come 2 years back, when I filled the immigration form, this time I didn't fill, I don't know what's the new form. But last time when I came to Singapore, I filled the immigration form, it mentioned death to drug traffickers. Death to drug traffickers. I cannot say, oh, death penalty, barbaric law. If I don't believe in it, I don't enter Singapore. If I want to enter Singapore, I have to agree with the law. That if I'm carrying drugs, I'll be put to death. I can't say, oh, drug penalty, very barbaric law, I don't agree. Don't agree, don't come. See, there are visa formalities. You have to agree. If you want to enter Singapore, if you're carrying drugs, you will be put to death. You can't argue. The visa requirement. Similarly, for entering Makkah and Medina, you require a visa. The visa to enter Makkah and Medina is to say with your lips, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There's no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah. If you say this, then no one can deny you entering to Makkah and Medina.